Hey folks, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to another edition of our Friday Drivecast. And as you all know by now, Fridays are a little different. We fly the plane a little differently. We touch down wherever God has us in our devotion time. And today I wanted to call your attention to Paul's letter to the Ephesians, particularly chapter 6, which is really famous for the armor of God imagery. And I'm going to read the passage to you, a few verses, but before I do, I want to challenge you to listen for the word stand or withstand. Count each time you hear it, even on your fingers if you have to, but be careful if you're driving. So here goes. Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet the gospel of peace. In all circumstances take up the shield of faith, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So, question, did you pass the test? How many times in Paul's preamble, before he describes the armor of God, did you hear the word stand or withstand? If you answered 4, then you get a gold star. Isn't it interesting that the armor that Paul describes, it has more of a protective purpose than anything? You know, the battle that believers are engaged in, we have an enemy. And Paul informs us it's the devil in the form of the principalities and powers of the unseen realm. And rather than run blindly into them, we're to very intentionally suit up every day with the whole armor of God for the express purpose of standing, of giving zero ground to the enemy. And I don't know about you, but the command to stand firm, it gives me comfort and hope, because there are many days about all that I can do is to stand. And quitting, it isn't a viable command for a disciple of Jesus, but stand firm is, though. And sometimes reminding myself, when I'm not always charging up the hills of challenge or obstacles in my life, that it's okay. In fact, at times it's wise to just stand firm with both feet anchored, saying to myself, today necessarily isn't a day to be on the attack. There are days, and today may be one, where Paul's message not only hits home for me, but hits home for you. So, and today, all Jesus may have for you to do is stand. And so it's time to close out today's Drivecast by offering you an opportunity to pray with me. And this prayer this morning is particularly for anyone out there who needs encouragement that it's okay just to stand today. In fact, maybe you might be feeling that's about the only thing that you've got the strength to do. So let's pray. You can repeat after me if you would like. You pray something like this: Jesus, I'm asking for your help today to apply your word when it comes to standing firm. Thank you for reassuring me that it's prudent to just stand on days like today. Help me to give no ground to the enemy. And thank you for reminding me to suit up and not to take for granted that every day is a battle, yet you have won the war. Amen. So if you'd like to read more on the whole armor of God, today's Drivecast was taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. I wish you a safe and a happy weekend, and hopefully you can come see us in person at one of our 4 locations this coming Sunday, and tune in Monday for another edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.